Good morning. How are you? Blessed. When I was away this week, I was driving. I had to drive from Panama City, where I was doing a parish mission, down to Tampa, which I didn't realize when I booked everything. It was 6.5 hours away. But as I was driving down, you know, I had my cleric. I was on my clerics, but I had my collar off, and I had it next to me, and we had to go through these, you know, toll booths every other mile. It seems like there's a toll booth down there. And so I got up there, and the one woman says, "How are you?" And I said, "I'm blessed." And she went crazy, in a good way. She says, "Don't we serve a mighty and wonderful and powerful God?" And I go, "Yes, we serve a mighty and wonder and powerful God." So it opens up all kinds of things when we start, you know, we don't become these dark, cold people and say, "How are you?" I'm blessed, even when I'm tired, even when I'm having a bad day, I'm still blessed. We're always blessed. And today we hear in the Word of God, today's the greatest day for evangelization. It's the call of evangelization from Isaiah, from Paul, and to Peter. All three had the same parts in it, right? That we start off with Isaiah, and he starts off with, you know, "Woe am me, woe am me, woe am me." And then God says, "Stop, woe with me." And he came and he touched his lips. And then he says, you know, "Who will go for us? Who shall I send?" And Isaiah says, "Here am I, send me." Paul, who sits there and says, "I am the least of all the apostles, the least of all of them, but I am what I am. I'm called to go and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ." And then we get to Peter, who falls on his knees and says, "You better leave me, Lord, because I am a sinful man." And we all know. And yet God lifted him up and says, "You will be a fisher of men." And so the two things that we have in common in all three of the readings is the sign of complete humility, if you will, or plea that I can't do anything. Don't use me. Go find somebody else. Are you kidding me? And then God lifting him up and saying, you're the one I want to use. And notice that everything, every one of all three of these things, he's telling them, I want you to forget about you, and I want you to focus on others. Okay, you acknowledge you're unworthy. Okay, we get it. I know it. Stop it. Acknowledge it so I can use you, but don't keep going back to it. Huh? And so that's with us, that the call of all of us here, as we've talked about many, many times, is to bring the world to Jesus Christ. And yet, you know, I gave 8 talks in 9 days, you know, and so I come back, but I had to make with some great, great, great people, all the different places I was at. And one of the priests, we were talking about, what is it about our people at Sunday Mass? We weren't talking about you, of course. I was talking about those other places. That these people come and they're eager to hear the Word of God. They're eager to be ministered to, but they're not so eager to go out and spread the good news. And I go, I've been dealing with this for quite a long time. And I have a parish, you people, that are more evangelical than most other Catholic parishes in the world. But there's still people that just come here every day, every week, just sit there, put their time in, get their card stamped, and go home, that they don't have this fire in them to bring others to Jesus. And yet somewhere, you know, even as this time for Lent comes up, instead of wasting one moment on yourself, I gave up chocolate for Lent, do something for somebody else. And if you are going to deny yourself something, you know, you give up television or you give up internet or you give up something that's causing you to sin. You know, some of you have to give up talking. But you sit there and you do these things, but you don't do it for yourself. You do it for somebody else. Someone who's suffering. Lord, I'm going to do bread and water fast this week for that family that's suffering, or for this person that's sick, or for this person that doesn't know you. Lord, I want to make my Lent good for somebody else this year, not me. Because again, if you give up your chocolate or whatever it is, then the whole Lent you're thinking about, I really want a piece of chocolate. And so the whole focus of Lent is who? You. And so Lent is supposed to make you forget about yourself. So please sit there and do that. And I would encourage you that you do it for someone else's salvation. Salvation. More than healing or anything else, because salvation is the greatest need in anyone's heart, that they get to live forever. And so when Paul and Peter and Isaiah sit there and they were told, I want you to go out for people's salvation, save them. So then you got to sit there and think, what am I doing to bring people to Jesus Christ? Not to the church, not to here. What am I bringing people to do to bring people to Jesus? As I've told you a million times, one of the questions God will ask us when we die is, where are your brothers and sisters? Did you bring anybody with you? And we're going to have to answer that. And we just can't say, it was hard enough for me to get here, Lord. That ain't going to cut it. It's going to be like, okay, Lord, this is what I did. I tried. I wasn't good at it. Don't look at you. God lives inside of you, right? He has given you his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you are to be my witnesses. So what do you need to do? Don't just say, focus, God, I'm a sinful man, God, I'm no good. You know, you focus on the God's power. Again, through this week, you know, everybody here knows I'm a sinful person. Everybody here knows I have a temper, but that's short. Everybody here knows I get irritated quite easily. And yet, I can't tell you how many people these last 10 days came up to me who I never met before and says, Father, you changed my life. I said, I didn't. Jesus did. He can use any jerk, but the reality. I can't tell you how many people. Everywhere I was, Boise, Idaho, Panama City, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Father, you know, I got your CVDs, I read your book. It changed my life. I know Jesus now. It's the greatest feeling in the world when someone comes to you and says, I know Jesus Christ because of you. So if God can use me as sinful as I am, me as much as a jerk and arrogant as I am, me with all my faults, if he can still use me, he can use all of us. Yes, he can use all of us. There's always one in every crowd, that's all I can say. But of course he can use every single one of us here. We're all sinful. We're all, look at me, God. But we can sit there and say, but in spite of me, here I am, send me. Help me to change the world, at least my little part of it. And again, one of the best ways you can do that for here is take one of those little cards with Gabe's picture on it in the back and sit there and hand it to people and say, come on to Mass with me. It's Lent. Come on in. On the back has every single Mass we have. On the back has we love Jesus. The front, we love Jesus and we'll love you. Bring them to Mass. Help them to know Jesus. Maybe that could be a great thing you do this Lent. Every week I'm going to invite somebody else. And the best way to get them to Mass is I'll take you to lunch after. They'll all come. You know, you'll have all kinds of people. And, you know, you can even take him to McDonald's, cheapo. Do something that you can sit there and bring people to Jesus. What a great thing to do for Mass, for Lent. Anyway, today Jesus tells us, don't focus on yourself. I still want to use you. I want to use you to bring people to me. Who will go for us? Whom should I send? Let's say every day of our life, here I am. Send me. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.